Welcome to another episode of Disney News Weekly. Tonight we are talking about the Dumbo trailer, Little Mermaid casting, and Incredibles 2. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Oh my goodness, that Incredibles theme.
Ooh.
Get hyped.
So what's incredible.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Disney News Weekly. It's just the two of us this week. Me, your host, Sarah Sterling, and our buddy, the Aldi Waldi.
Yeah.
How you doing, Aldi?
I'm good. You pulled a fast one on me.
I thought
there would be a panel, but
Keaton's a little sick tonight, and Leo's at E3, so we're just having a little friend date. But it's a really exciting news week, so it's going to be legit, I think. Thank you for watching us on the Popcorn Talk. You can follow Popcorn Talk on YouTube at youtube.com/popcorntalk and on Twitter at Popcorn Talk Network. Oh my God, did I mess it up? It's the reverse. Twitter is the Popcorn Talk and YouTube is Popcorn Talk Network.
I like how you're looking at me like
I know. Like usually we always do this. We're like, wait, which one is it? They're so similar, but they're not the same. Anyway, everyone's all excited to see you in the chat, Aldi. How have you been?
I've been good, you know, just working and trying to adjust to work and life.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
You've been to Disneyland recently? You went last weekend.
I did. Wait, did I?
Wasn't it last weekend? You went last week.
I went fairly recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I
Pixel
tried
Fest?
The, what is that? The blue and yellow concoction.
Snowman parfait.
I waited 40 minutes.
Oh my God, really?
But it was worth it. It was good. It was very good. And the way that they made it was very Instagrammable. That's like one of the big things. It has to look pretty.
Yeah.
And it just needs to taste well. Tastes good.
I wanted to try it when I went over the weekend, but it was a long line still, and it was like the sun was right there.
Yeah, I was in the sun.
You were waiting in the sun?
Yeah.
I'm like, I would do it in the morning when the sun's on the other side of the building.
See, I don't have a pass yet. Hot topic. I haven't renewed my pass, so I had to make use of that day.
I told Ollie I was going to call him out for not having a pass, but he called himself out.
I'll get one soon.
All the Pixar Fest food is really good, but it's also sugary. I had a comment on my Instagram being like, I wish they had more savory foods for Pixar Fest.
Yeah.
Although I did have the pesto pasta at Pizza Planet. Have you seen it? It's like it's pesto with like peas and bacon.
I might have seen it. Is that where they have the cheeseburger pizza?
Yeah,
too? I tried that. That was really good.
Yeah, so A+ on those two items for Pixar Fest. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about tonight, namely the thing that I've been talking about for like 24 hours straight at this point. Our pal Skylar from Disney Film Facts, I think, has been just like waiting to release this info for a long time, and he finally did last night, which was this piece of news about potential Little Mermaid live action casting. If you don't watch this show regularly, Little Mermaid is being live action adapted like everything else.
Yep.
We're all excited about it because Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be involved in the writing of new songs for it with Alan Menken. That's really encouraging. But we've heard like no casting news until now. And this isn't even like really casting news. It's just like casting musings. But it's still really exciting.
And I think we should differentiate this from, isn't there another live action Little Mermaid going on?
Right.
And I think people might be confused. Who's that? Is it
Chloe? Well, Chloe Grace Moretz was going to be in it, but I think she dropped out Universal's Little Mermaid.
I haven't been paying attention to that, but we should make sure that we
Same with like the Mowgli movie that's coming out that's not Disney. Anyway, so Disney Film Facts reported that Disney is considering actors of color for the roles of Ariel, Triton, and Prince Eric. Wow. This is super exciting news. I know. So, namely, the names that are floating around for Ariel are Zendaya or Kiki Palmer. It's just like, it's like, this isn't to say that it's like official, like this isn't to say that they've actually talked to these actresses about it yet. This is just that these are names that have been heard around the offices of Disney, and so that's where this is coming from. But it's cool to even know that they would be casting actors of different ethnicities for these characters. Mm-hmm. Brandy, Cinderella, Little Mermaid, please.
Yes.
What do you
think?
I
was thinking about that earlier today with Brandy.
Yeah, that movie was great. It was just like Whoopi Goldberg and Victor Garber with like an Asian son. Nobody cared. Nobody questioned how that happened. It's fine.
Maybe people cared, but they couldn't tweet about it.
That's true.
So what have people been saying on Twitter about this news?
I would say that people are mostly excited about Zendaya specifically.
Anything she touches, I feel like I'm like, yes, I'm on board.
Yeah, and like I've seen some arguments against it, but they're terrible arguments. But for the most part, it's been, I think, positive so far. I'm waiting for this to like explode on a bigger level because it hasn't yet. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I'd be super excited. I also want to point out that Kiki Palmer already played Cinderella on Broadway.
Oh, did she?
Did she?
Fact check.
I believe she did. Yeah, she definitely did. Yeah, she did.
Okay, cool.
So, like, she's already done the princess thing. But I do think Zendaya has such a youthful thing about her that is so aerial that I think that's why people are more excited about it. You know what I mean?
How old is Kiki Palmer? Do we know?
Let me see how old Kiki Palmer is. Well, Kiki Palmer is 24, and Zendaya is 21. So they're close in age, but I just think that Zendaya generally comes off a little bit younger. Mm-hmm. I think this is, like, super exciting. I'm excited to hear who they would be considering for Triton and for Eric. But I think to take a movie that's as popular as The Little Mermaid and choose that one to be the one that has, like, a really diverse cast is, like, a really bold and important move that Disney could make, and mm-hmm. I really hope it pans out in this direction. I hope that the response to this only encourages them. That's what I hope. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Here's where I think it's fine. I've seen some of the arguments people have been making. Mm-hmm. I think it's fine because it's not really tied to, like, I don't know if I'm wrong with the Little Mermaid, like, history, but mm-hmm. it's not really tied to a certain culture or a certain, like, religion. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do this with Mulan. You can't be like, oh, no. Mulan's gonna be white. But with Little Mermaid, with Ariel, yes, she was white in the animated version, but, like, it's not the same as, you know, changing someone's ethnicity,
right,
or religion or anything like that, which is why I feel like this works. I feel like that works with Cinderella as well, which is why Brandy was, you know, fine in that role.
Yeah.
So that's where I'd like to, like, you know, I'd like to have the discussion go in that way. It's not the same thing as.
Yeah, there's been, like, very few comments that I've seen that are like, how would you feel if, like, Jasmine was white? It's not exactly the same to flip it because, like you said, there are stories that are kind of dependent on the ethnicities or the backgrounds of the characters and the ones that are not. But also, in terms of roles in the entertainment industry, it's not the same to whitewash a character as to make one a person of color instead of being white, because the fact of the matter is that there are fewer roles for people of color in the entertainment industry, and so to take roles away from characters that were originally not white is way worse than taking a white character and making it a person of color.
Yes.
But yeah, I totally agree that, like, there's nothing about Ariel that necessitates her being white whatsoever. A lot of people are like, but it takes place in Denmark. And I'm like, does it?
As far as I'm concerned, it's like underwater.
Like, well, first of all, like, Ariel could live so far away from wherever Eric lives. They meet at sea. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to be close to home when he's, like, on that ship when that happens. But like, there's all sorts of other things where it's like all these tropical fish that probably need to live in warm water. Sebastian's literally Jamaican.
Yeah.
Like, people just think it's Denmark because Hans Christian Andersen is from Denmark. And it's like, he also wrote, like, The Snow Queen. And no one thinks that's... It's just like, that doesn't mean anything, you know? I'm like, there's nothing in the movie that says it's Denmark. Sorry. I was really getting into this with people. People in the chat saying they think it's still going to be an all-white cast. I won't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, that's how most things are.
But it would be really dope.
Yeah, I would be excited.
Yeah. Also, someone's saying this is Greek mythology. It's not Greek mythology. This was a story written by Hans Christian Andersen. You're talking about Poseidon? Poseidon's... Greek or Roman, I don't remember. Everyone's always like, Hercules and Ariel are cousins because she's the daughter of the king of the sea and he's the daughter of the sun. Whatever. It's all fake Disney nonsense that we make up to amuse ourselves. But anyway, that's the big news of the week. I want to know what you guys think about that. And lots of people are like, Idris Elba for Triton.
That's who I came to mind, but that he's been doing so many roles.
I know. I'm like, RuPaul for Ursula.
Oh my goodness. That'd be amazing.
I want it so bad. But anyway, we will keep our eye on the prize with this piece of news for sure. You can count on it. But I think it's safe to say, so far, just in our chat, it seems really positive. But... yeah. Also, there's no saying that a black woman can't have red hair.
Yeah.
She's a mermaid. She can have whatever hair she wants. That's the other thing. People being like, oh my God, like black people in Denmark. It's like, okay, but the sea witch is fine. Like, you believe the sea witch part, but you don't believe like a black person in Denmark. It's just crazy to me.
Spitting the truth.
Anyways. next up on our agenda. We have new posters for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here they are. This is the IMAX poster. And then I think there's a Dolby poster. There it is. Dolby Cinema.
It seems like that Dolby one, a lot of the Marvel movies are going in that
where it's
style.
Like big, little, back, yeah. back. Like Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
Poster with Harry on it.
There was one where I know a lot of people, not a lot of people, but I saw on Twitter that another Ant-Man and the Wasp poster where... Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, was, like, facing the way female characters usually are. Have you seen
like,
that
yeah,
one?
Like his yeah, butt like is
his,
that?
His, yeah, and the Wasp was, like, facing the way males usually do. And I thought that was, I don't know if that was intentional, but if it was, that's pretty amazing. Because that's a common thing is, like, why do the girls always have to have their butts out? Or, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, just, like, there's certain ways that certain genders are supposed to pose. So if they wanted to challenge with that poster, that'd be great. But it looked great anyway. So
I don't know about you, but ever since Infinity War, I'm just like, I wouldn't be nearly as excited for Ant-Man if it weren't for Infinity War. Because now I'm just like, what happens at the end of Ant-Man? Does it play into anything?
Are you saying like you watched Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed Ant-Man.
I definitely liked
when
it.
I watched it, but you're like, I only watched it that one time, I think. And,
yeah, same.
That's a good point. I don't remember how it left off.
No, I mean, what happens at the end of this one?
Oh.
You know? Can we talk about Infinity War spoilers at this point?
I mean,
what happens at the end?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we're safe.
Do they all turn to dust at the end of Ant-Man? Thanks, Tony.
it's been a while.
So they said that it takes place concurrently with part of Civil War, right? Right? Anyway, I'm just wondering, when we saw Infinity War, I was like, oh my God, how funny if at the end of Ant-Man, they're like, we won our heist, or whatever Ant-Man plot it is, and then they're like, woo, and then they just disappear. Like, what?
That would be tragic.
Yeah. Or, like, do they live? And then it's, like, shows a little bit of them, like, post-credit scene, like, meeting up with Captain Marvel or something.
Yes? So I cover Marvel movie news.
I know. That's why I was asking you.
And so there's like, concept art. And there is Ant-Man, present in the concept art along with, what's his name? Hawkeye as Ronin. Or what seems to be looking at, like, Ronin. Which is like the character he becomes after he's Hawkeye, I guess. I'm guessing his family just turns to dust in like during a family dinner, and he's like back in action.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Bleak.
Oh my God. Anyway, I'm just saying that like I'm more excited. I was not super stoked. It was not one of my anticipated films of 2018. And then Infinity War happened, and I was like, I am interested in seeing what goes down.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Wasp is cool. I love Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. So, I love the commercials when they're like, it takes the thing.
I have no idea what you just said.
I'm not sure I'm supposed to sing on the show, but I just am enjoying the trailers is what I was going to say.
Got it.
Anyway, that'll be coming out soon. When? I have no idea. I'm like, look at July 6th. I'm like looking at the poster, like, soon. When is it? July 6th. Anyway. Drama.
Yes.
So, previously, John Lasseter took a leave of absence from Pixar. We talked about it. It was a 6-month leave of absence. The 6 month recently came to an end, and everyone was like, what's gonna happen? Is he gonna come back, or is he really gone for good? Because a lot of people were thinking that he was not gonna come back. And the truth is, he's not coming back. He's gonna finish out the year, though. John Lasseter at Pixar.
But then he's done after
that. He's done. So I don't know what the logic is behind that. I know not a lot, but I've seen definitely people being upset that he does get the rest of the year. I'm personally just happy that he's going. No thoughts on this, Alden?
No. I kind of wanted him to leave just because it was like a dark cloud over everything. Like, when we saw Incredibles 2, and when his name came up on the credits, like, it was like,
Everyone was cheering for, like, every other name, and then he just came up, and everyone was like...
And I would have hated, as many contributions he's made to, you know, movies that we love, it's just a dark cloud, and it's hard to not think about it. And I feel like, you know, once he's not involved anymore, that won't be there. And if he did stay, that would have been, I don't even want to think about that.
No, that would have been, like, a huge mess. Yeah. I know a lot of people, interestingly, have been like, will they bring back 2D animation when he's gone?
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that.
I don't think so, guys. I think there could be, like, a chance for some cool, like, one-off project that they're like, it's 2D, but, like, only one. Yeah. You know? Do you ever get sad when you see, like, test sketches from, like, Moana?
And it's 2D?
Yeah. And you're like, oh, my God.
I wouldn't say sad. But I don't know. I do wonder what it would be like to have, you know, like a traditional animated movie.
Right.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I know. We'll see what happens. I'm super interested to see who is on the come up at Pixar. I know there's a lot of names floating around. I know Pete Docter is like one of the big names, but we'll see. That's like what I'm most excited to see once that happens. Anyway. We are going to talk about Incredibles 2. Aldi and I have both seen it, but we're not going to do any spoilers, so don't worry. But basically, I wanted to remind everybody that the new Paint the Night float is coming really soon. It's coming on June 23rd with the opening of Pixar Pier. They were waiting for Incredibles 2 to come out and probably to incentivize more people to come see Pixar Pier. So again, we've talked about it, but here's another look at it for those of you who forgot. I'm excited to see it. It looks big.
Yeah. It looks great. The thing is, like, I feel like Incredibles is... they already have the Incredicoaster, so I'm like, did they need a float? I mean, again, I think it'll look amazing in the parade, but I would have liked to have seen something else that's not represented in the parks at all. Like, my original... Or, like, I said this when Moana came out, but a Moana float with the manta ray.
Yeah, with the ray, yeah.
That would have been amazing. Or... Coco and Pepita.
Oh my God.
Like, she's made for that parade.
Yeah.
So I would have liked to have seen that instead of Incredibles, but the float does look great.
It does. I'm interested to see what this dash thing is. It looks like, you know, like the floating Mickey's in Tomorrowland. It looks like it's going to be like that, which is cool. So yeah, everyone keep an eye out. June 23rd at DCA.
That's so close.
And it is so close. So Aldi and I both saw Incredibles 2. Again, don't worry about spoilers. You don't have to leave. What did you think?
I laughed a lot. It was great. And here, for background information, I had only seen Incredibles fully like once before.
Really?
I saw Incredibles 2. And the night before I saw Incredibles 2, I watched like half of Incredibles 1.
Mm.
I fell asleep. Not because like I got bored, but because I wanted to have energy to watch Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm coming from. I'm not like one of those people who like watches it like so, you know, like so many times and knows every single line. But I did like Incredibles, and I knew what it was generally about. So I knew I would have some sort of information going into Incredibles 2. And that said, it was hilarious. It was such a fun movie, I think.
Yeah. We rewatched Incredibles 1 right after we went to Pixar because we were like, oh my god, like everyone at Pixar was talking about how the animation is like so much more advanced than it was when they made Incredibles 1, and so we were like, oh, we like want to go back and watch Incredibles 1 to like remember, and it's honestly like so rudimentary. Like
it's not awful, it's just you could tell, the way I say it is like you can see how much Pixar has grown in terms of animation.
Yeah,
just like with Incredibles 2, like the thing that I kept looking out for was the textures on the shirts. Like there was one scene where Mr. Incredible's shirt had wrinkles in it, and I was like, how much time did that take just to have that look?
Leo like literally turned to me and was like, that peach fuzz, you can see like little baby hairs on Jack-Jack's face.
It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, no, I loved it. I saw it, and then I usually don't really like seeing movies twice, unlike you see everything like 8 times. I usually am fine seeing it once, but then when I saw it, I was like, oh my god, I have to go see it again this weekend with Leo. And so that's when we saw it again, and I was like, it was so good again. I've been saying it's definitely as good as the first. Parts of the time I was like, do I like this better than the first? It's really good. It's a really strong sequel. I think everyone will be happy with the amount of Frozone we got, mm-hmm. with the amount, well, people have arguably been like, there wasn't enough Edna, but I think you can't overuse her. She's great with what she does. I can't say enough good things about it, honestly. I'm so like,
and we can't say any more than that because we're not spoiling anything.
Where does it rank on the Pixar scale? I can't like go through every single Pixar movie right now. But also, what did you think of Bao?
I loved Bao. I related to it a lot just because, you know, I'm Asian. And mm-hmm. There were certain moments that made me think of my mom. Mm-hmm. Just because, generally for the people who don't know what Bao is, what is it about?
It's about a, I think the synopsis was like a mother dealing with empty nest syndrome who dumpling comes to life one day and it's her new baby.
Yeah, she starts taking care of it. And even the animation in that too, like, I feel like food is so hard to do and make it look like real, but the mm-hmm. dumplings in that.
Dude, that opening shot. Yeah.
I was like, how long did that take?
Yeah, Bao, I like loved so much, but then I was super shocked when we saw it that everyone in the theater was laughing their butts off. And I was like, this is not a funny short. I don't want to tell you guys how to feel about it. But I
wouldn't say it's
surprised.
Not a funny show. There's definitely some funny parts, but there's one part. I don't want to say anything.
Right. Yeah. I was very surprised with people's reactions and a little annoyed, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's a really emotional short, and it really hit me and Leo in the feels, if you will. And then to have people laughing at the parts that I kind of thought were the most impactful was really weird. But I also know that maybe some people were just, like, laughing from feeling uncomfortable.
For me, like, it was just how the vibe was going before. Because, like I said, there were some funny parts in the beginning.
Right.
And I think that was, like, snowballed. Rolling off of, off of that. And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I was coming from. But after you mentioned it, I was like, oh, yeah. I have to watch it again.
But I really love it. It's like, I think it's so good.
Yeah.
And what?
No, just thinking about it. It's great.
I think it's a weird short. You know, it's not like Piper, which is just like cute, good, fun. Like, here's a cute bird. Love it. Like, it's weirder than that. It's kind of like,
yeah, it is very weird.
What's going on? But I like that.
Yeah, I mean, a dumpling comes to life.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But there's always a message behind it.
Yeah. So anyway, we both loved Incredibles 2. I'm so glad that it's good because people have been waiting for it for so long. No news on the Pizza Planet truck.
Wait. Regarding
it being in the movie.
Oh.
Because if you guys didn't know, the only Pixar movie that the Pizza Planet truck wasn't in was Incredibles 1.
Oh, really?
It was not in it.
So are they continuing that?
So it remains to be seen.
You've seen it twice, have you not?
I tried to like look during the second time. I'm like Googling it. Is the Pizza Planet truck in the Incredibles or not? This is from 2015. This
I did spot new. The, was it A113?
Yeah, I only saw A113, yeah.
Oh, keep God. Your eyes open for the Pizza Planet truck.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like waiting to see if it's going to happen, but I would not be surprised if it doesn't. Anyway. Yep, I the whole second time that I watched it, I was looking up for Easter eggs, and I still only saw A113. I was particularly, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, I was looking for Nick Patera's name on a billboard, because he said that his name is somewhere in the movie. But I kept getting too engrossed in the action, literally.
Yeah, there was a lot of action.
There's a lot of action. Anyway, next up, speaking of Incredibles 2, I believe this is next up. Yes, you can now draw Jack-Jack at the Animation Academy in DCA.
I haven't drawn in a while. He's so cute.
You can draw a lot of stuff in the animation building now. But yeah, now you can draw Jack-Jack with his little mask. It's so funny. Like, when I was a kid, it was, like, just Mickey. And then it was, like, Pooh Bear. Like, the really easy ones. And now it's, like, Olaf and Jack-Jack. And, like, what is... There's, like, a really intense one. Like, can you draw Sully right now? Like, it's, like...
That seems hard.
I know, right? Like, I've been seeing a lot of different...
But there are a lot. Like, they have the list of things. Like, they have a board where you can see who you're going to draw. And I'm like, oh, there's a lot that you can draw.
Genie. Buzz. What? No way. These are just tutorials that the Parks blog posted about. That can't be. You can't be drawing... Well, Jack Skellington, I know you can draw. Hmm. You know, I've done that. You know?
Just his face?
Jack Skellington?
Yeah.
It, like, you do, like, the bow, the bat bow, and then the head. And that's it.
Got it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jack-Jack, go draw him.
Yeah, go draw Jack-Jack. Tweet it to us. Jack-Jack's, like, maybe the best part of Incredibles 2. I'm like,
yes, yes.
Jack-Jack. Jack-Jack attack. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have anything else to say about Incredibles 2. Are you excited for Pixar Pier, Aldi?
I am. I was one of the people who, of course, it's like when it was first announced, of course, it was like a change. And it's like, oh, they're changing something. So people, you know, get riled up. Not riled up, but they talk about it. And I was one of the people who was actually excited for it. And I still am. I'm curious to see. I mean, it looks like it's coming along well. I'm thinking about the games. I'm excited for the carnival games. The what are the boardwalk games?
Mm-hmm. The Wally ones. Yeah. The La Luna. Oh my God, La Luna.
That looks exciting. And the Incredicoaster is coming along.
I'm so excited for Incredicoaster. I'm so scared because I don't want to go on that again. Because I'm just a nervous Nelly, but I'm like so excited to see. Like, have you seen when you were there in line for the parfait? Did you see like the whole building that the line's going in?
Yes.
It like looks like the new house one. It's just like a whole new loading area / show scene, maybe? I've heard that maybe there's some stuff going on in there. But anyway, for those of you asking in the chat where the Pizza Planet truck was in Brave, the witch makes it out of wood when she's pretending to be a wood carver.
Oh.
She's like, I'm a wood carver. And she's like, I'm a wood carver. And she's like showing all these things, and one of them is a Pizza Planet truck. That's where it is in Brave, for those of you.
I didn't even know that.
Wondering in the chat. I'll never forget at D23 when like Mark Andrews, that ended up directing Brave, was like, wait till you see where we put the Pizza Planet truck. And everyone was like, what the heck? In medieval Scotland?
Well, I guess that's the way that it works.
Yeah.
As a wooden thing.
Yeah. Anyway, we were so excited that last night at midnight, teaser trailer for Dumbo just decided to be released.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it, here it is. I'm excited to watch it again.
I've watched it so many times today.
I want that. Oh, later. Yeah. Baby, people don't like this, but I really like it.
The song?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, people are like, it's creepy. And I'm like, I love it.
Tim Burton.
Is he even directing it?
I don't know.
I think it. Oh my God, he's so cute. We're all family here. No matter how small. Yeah, he's
Dumbo! That overhead shot, so cool. In the circus.
He's so cute. I want to die.
Pink elephant.
Oh my god. I'm like so emo.
March 2019. Every time I see that, I'm like, that's so far away.
It's not. It's less than a year away.
That's, well, just like whenever I watch that, I'm just like, I want it now. Mm. I mean, that's how I am with most Disney movies, but like, and especially since this was a surprise, like, I don't think anyone knew that it was coming out at midnight last night.
No.
So like now it's like all of a sudden at the forefront of my mind, and I'm like, I want to see that movie. Because previously, like, what did I, they released, or at D23 there was
they showed the maquette of him. Yeah, that was it. That's all they had.
Yeah,
it's weird that they like literally showed us a whole scene from Lion King, but we don't have a Lion King trailer yet.
Now we have
showed us a maquette for Dumbo. Here's the Dumbo trailer. I am so emotional. Screw everyone who said that Dumbo wasn't cute in that image, because he's freaking cute in that trailer.
In which image? As the maquette?
No, like a few weeks ago, like Entertainment Weekly or something had like the exclusive like still.
Oh, was he on like the platform?
No. He's like in a barn. I think he's looking for it. But everyone was like, ugh. He looks so gross. I might be wrong about, just be like still from Dumbo. Like 2019. No, it's all gonna, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, there he is. Everyone saw this and was like, he's not cute. First of all, he's plenty cute. It's confirmed Timothy Mouse is not in the movie.
Huh.
I know.
Interesting.
I'm a little bummed, but also not.
I guess the humans take his place.
Right. Colin Farrell and his family are obviously good guys. The circus, I think, rightfully should be depicted as evil. It is depicted as evil, like, even in the cartoon. You know? Mm-hmm. Have you watched Dumbo recently?
Not recently.
I made Leo watch it really recently because he's like, I've never seen it. And I was like, oh my god, 63 minutes. But I think Timothy Mouse is a character that, like, really works well in a cartoon, but like his like weird New York like accent and like not a cow in the wild, like, doesn't really work. Like, and also we have so many animated mice, like Stuart Little, and like,
yeah,
it's just like we don't need another animated mouse. Yeah. It'll make it more serious in a way to not have him. I'm not so upset about it, is my point. Anyway. Well. Everyone's excited about Michael Keaton. There he is, Timothy Mouse. The pink elephants are obviously in it.
I'm excited for that scene. Like, we only had that one image in the trailer, but yeah. I'm just like,
Go off.
What is that?
No, go off with it.
I'm assuming it's going to be in 3D because the pink elephant scene would be amazing.
Is he going to get drunk in this version like he does in the original?
Who knows? We have a long time until we find out.
I don't know. I think he looks so cute. I love that version of Baby Mine. I'm into it. I'm into all of it.
Yeah. Do we know who sings that version?
No.
Has anyone
looked that up? Who sings Baby Mine in the...
Yeah, I don't think it's creepy. It's definitely like, you know, a different sound, but I think of it more of as endearing. Oh, Dumbo. Dumbo!
Okay, does this say who sings it? Hold on, I'm trying to find out. Aurora?
Aurora.
Is that a person?
It could be an artist.
Is that an artist that I don't know about? Let me know in the
comments. Princess Aurora.
Princess Aurora sang it. Yeah, no signs of clowns. Yeah, that's good. It has such a Greatest Showman vibe. Everyone's commenting about that. But it's just because that's the most recent circus thing that we've had, you know? Yeah. Aurora is a foreign singer, someone says. Awesome. Cool. Good to know. I hope they keep... Allison says that she hopes they keep all the music, but I don't think they'll keep When I See an Elephant Fly. Maybe they will, and just not have it sung by racist stereotype characters.
Or it could be like an end credit song. That's right. Usually that's what they did for Cinderella.
Because like... I was going to say there's nothing inherently racist about the song, but there kind of is, just like depending on who's singing it, you know? To say, I've been done seen about everything when I've seen an elephant fly is like... And the song of the Rustabouts can't be in it. That's just... is not going to be in it. What other songs are there in Dumbo? Pink Elephants on Parade. You're like, don't ask me. Why? You're like, literally, are you quizzing me right now?
You're the expert.
Casey Jr. coming around the track.
Casey Jr. coming around the track.
Yeah, that'll be good. That one's great. I know this could either go in the direction of like Tim Burton, Alice in Wonderland, terrible CGI, or it could be like super cool, weird, Big Fish CGI.
Good point.
We will see what happens.
I'm leaning more towards Big Fish.
I hope that's what we can all hope for.
We'll see.
So yeah, it's always exciting when we get a new trailer. This means that we might get an Aladdin trailer sometime soon.
Oh my gosh.
And then Lion King.
That one I'm going to be very nervous for.
I can't believe how little we've seen.
Of Aladdin?
Yes. They didn't show us anything at D23. They just announced who it was. I'm shook.
That's my favorite Disney animated movie. So I'm worried. But excited.
Are you following Mina Masood online?
No.
Oh
I should,
God,
though.
You should.
I know.
He has, like, no followers still.
Oh.
He's like, 50,
this is my moment to swoop in. Let's be best friends before you become famous.
I've like tried. I like commented on all this stuff, being like, we're all so excited to see you as Aladdin.
And he hasn't taken the bait?
No.
Dang.
But I was showing his picture to like my non Disney fan friend, and she was like, oh my God, he looks just like Aladdin. And I was like, yeah. I'm just like, I can't wait till we just like, you know, we're gonna get the same progression. You okay? You just got chills?
I just like imagined a scene, and I'm just my imagination. I'm like,
I know. It's like we're gonna get the same progression of releases. We're gonna get like a still, you know, and then we're gonna get the teaser. But I can't wait for them to just show him as Aladdin already.
That's gonna be great.
Show me him in a little purple vest, nipples CGI'd off,
oh my
please.
God.
I hope. What if they did that? What if they just like CGI'd off his nipples and then CGI'd his teeth into one tooth like it is in the movie? No lines, you know? You're like,
I can't relate to this fantasy.
Allison says he's vegan. Dreamy. Love it.
Is he real? Wait.
Mina Masood.
Okay,
not
I was
Aladdin.
Like, when did they say Aladdin was
we
vegan?
Only see him eat an apple, so vegan.
True. Very true.
Yeah. I know that they showed that scene from The Lion King at some sort of film festival that was happening last month, and everyone was flipping out all over again.
Scene from The Lion King?
Yeah, the Circle of Life scene that they showed at D23.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was a new one that I was unaware of.
No. Yeah, I'm also wondering what Will Smith will look like as the genie. Do you think it'll be Will Smith's face? Like, do you think it'll be him?
Well, I don't know what I was imagining.
Like, yeah, were you imagining an animated character as a voice?
I think that's probably what I was imagining, because that's all I imagine Genie as currently.
But would they want to waste Will Smith's face?
Well, if Beyonce is going to be Nala.
That's true.
It's not gonna, like it's going to be Beyonce's face on a lion's body.
I don't imagine Will Smith's face on Genie's body, but, like, it would be him, like...
Like a caricature version of himself.
It would be just like him dressed up in like with like CGI'd legs into a little piece of smoke. Hmm. What's that movie that everyone thinks existed but didn't? Like Shazam. Kazam. Shablam. With Sinbad.
I know what you're thinking about, but
like he'd look like that in that movie that doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but it's been a while since I've thought about it.
Does
but
everyone
yes.
in the comments know what I'm talking about? Sinbad movie that
it's
never.
Kazam or Shazam.
Yeah, Sinbad movie that never happened. Shazam. It's Shazam.
Shazam.
Did Sinbad play a genie in the 90s movie Shazam? No, it never happened.
That wasn't a thing?
No, Kazam with. Is this.
Shaq.
Is this. Yeah, is it Shaq? That happened.
Oh, that I remember.
But Shazam never happened.
Sinbad never played a genie?
Right? Isn't that weird?
This is the Berenstain Bears.
I know. It's like an alternate. Like, even Sinbad has been like, I never did that movie. I never was a genie.
That's... Okay.
Are you okay?
It's hurting my head.
Anyway.
I could have sworn.
He could look like Kazam. You know? Where it's like, I'm a genie.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be it. You're right. Why not use Will Smith?
We literally don't know.
Why not?
Everyone's like, Sarah, that's not a movie. yeah, like the Broadway version, everyone's saying. Yeah.
Will Raja be in it?
Guys, it's a Mandela effect.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what is that? What is that? The name of that thing? Yeah. Mandela effect.
Berenstain.
Don't think about it too much. Don't look it up. It'll hurt your head.
Sky Patterson reporting that footage of the live-action Aladdin film will be revealed at CinemaCon 2018.
What is that?
And Will Smith is a human with blue fog. It's just the new Disney film facts of this episode over here, Sky Patterson. What is CinemaCon 2018? I have no idea.
No, when is that?
Oh.
I'm assuming it's a con about cinema.
Yeah. It already happened.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Are you saying it already happened? It happened in April. That's where everyone saw the... it was revealed. Sorry, I can't read. Anyway, everyone else got to see it, and they didn't show it to us at D23. What a ripoff. I think we know that Raj is in it. I think we do know that.
What about Abu?
I think we know that he's in it, too.
Do we?
I think we definitely know Iago is in it.
He has to be in it.
God, do you remember how hot Jafar is?
Yeah.
God, I can't wait for him.
That's a hot topic.
Did you just find proof that Shazam is real?
No, it was a College Humor skit.
Oh, well. Oh. I was like, what? It's real? Was he lying?
They should make... There's an idea. Make it a movie. Since everyone thinks it exists.
I know. That'd be funny. Can you look something up for me? Look up Kim Kardashian Jasmine makeover. This happened. And it was bad. And that's saying a lot because it's two things I love. Kim Kardashian and Disney.
Say, wow.
Kandi Johnson on YouTube did a Kim makeover on Kim Kardashian, turning her into Jasmine. Just do an image of it. You don't need to do a video of it. And it was not good. There you go. That one. Look at her. They like took the screenshot that comes up when you like Google Jasmine and she like it has worried eyebrows. So they just based it on that. And it looks so weird.
It is weird.
Kim, what are you doing?
Oh,
baby, what is you doing? It's so funny. I watched the whole video, and she calls North, her daughter, and she's like, "It's me, Jasmine." And North is like, "No, it's not, Mom." And she's like,
"Cut that out."
She's like, "Oh my God."
Well, that's a thing that happened.
Good times. No, I just wanted to embarrass Kim, I guess. My good friend Kim.
She's watching. Hey, yeah. Kim.
Sorry, I called you out. Anyway, Aldi, any future trips to Disneyland planned?
I mean, Pixar Pier is opening very soon.
Are you planning on getting a pass so you'll be able to go?
I think so. Ooh, unless, I don't know.
You heard it here first.
I know. Exclusive. That was the idea. So, lately, I've been going on like free tickets, and like there's been special events, and people have been able to sign me in. But eventually, I'm gonna have to get a pass, and I think Pixar Pier opening is a good time to do it. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
We will find out.
But it's getting so hot. Well, you posted an Instagram where it was like, "Oh, I love how toasty it's been in the parks." I'm like, "Nope."
Well, I had just come back from Orlando.
Where it's humid.
Where it is literally not even fun to be anywhere.
I've done that before.
Have you been to Orlando in the summer?
Yes, in June. God.
Yeah, that's when
it
went.
It was awful.
Oh, my God.
Because when we first met, it was in January.
January in Orlando.
And it was cold. Like, there were times where it was really cold, but I'd rather be very cold in a theme park than so hot that it's miserable.
Yeah.
Because you can just layer when it's cold, but... Yeah, I went in June, and I was like, my shirts would just get soaked through in the middle of the day.
And never dry.
Yeah. Now I know, like, first of all, to avoid that time of year.
January
and
only.
To wear proper attire that dries quickly.
It's such a mess. It just feels like being slapped in the face with a warm, wet washcloth.
Ooh.
And having it wrapped around you the rest of the day.
Ew.
Yeah. So... And that's why when I got back to Disneyland, I was like, this is great. It's hot, but it's dry.
Yeah, I much prefer dry heat over humidity.
I know,
it's
right?
My enemy.
But it is getting warm. Summer is upon us. Summer.
Summer.
Summer. Summer. Summer. Summer. Anyway, I think that's all we have for you guys tonight on Disney News Weekly. Tweet at us if you draw Jack-Jack. give this video a thumbs up if you enjoyed the topics we discussed. Follow Aldi on Twitter. Where can they follow you?
Twitter and Instagram at TheAldiWaldi.
Yeah, that's his name. Don't wear it out. And I'm Sarah Sterling. I'm on Twitter at @SarahSterling_ and on Instagram at Sarah G. Sterling. And you can follow The Popcorn Talk on Twitter as well at The Popcorn Talk. Thanks for watching, guys. See you next week.
We did it.
We did it.
producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.